Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's 77 degrees on Friends Plaza at 850.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
And it's time for our first look at the commodity markets for the day with our pre-opening report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everyone. Midwest direct hog markets are expected to be under pressure again today. Early calls are weak to a dollar per hundredweight lower. Market sources said packers continue to struggle moving the pork, which has resulted in some reductions in slaughter schedules. Meanwhile, there are ample supplies of hogs available to the plant, so prices remain weak. Peoria called a dollar lower at 43 top price. The early call weaker due to slow product sales, and they say that most plants in their area seem to have enough hogs. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, July 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,890. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 61 even to 69 even. The weighted average, 66.48, down 79 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 46 even to 55.50, the weighted average, 52.11. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 11,043. The base price range was 58.75 to 68.20. The weighted average was 64.44, down 2.86 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 44.70 to 55.51, the weighted average 48.88.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Prices were overnight a little bit higher on the Chicago Board of Trade. We'll look at those numbers, get a pre-opening call from Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign in a moment. First, a look at our growing areas weather. Here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. We have a little rain in the area right now. In fact, ahead of the main band of precipitation that stretches from west central Illinois up into the northern portion of the state. Ahead of that, there is a line of a few thunderstorms starting to develop, stretching from the Decatur area up into Bloomington, Normal, and areas to the east of there. And a couple of showers have also started up in Iroquois County. This is all with a system that last night dropped some heavy rain across eastern Iowa. Some locations there picking up as much as 3 inches of rain, a little bit more than was expected. Well, 3 inches is a lot more than was expected. But a good portion of eastern Iowa picked up anywhere between a half and an inch of rain. So a big impact on the area of eastern Iowa and northwestern Illinois that, as far as the Midwest goes, has been one of the drier areas. We get into the western Corn Belt and things are much drier. But as far as the eastern Corn Belt areas and along the Mississippi River, that was one location that definitely needed some rain. And they definitely got some rain last night. Other areas to the south and west of us are also going to pick up some rain, and the Red River Valley of Arkansas and in through eastern Oklahoma, a weather disturbance is bringing very heavy rain right now to the Houston area, and that disturbance is expected to push up, and it is starting to bring some scattered showers across a good portion of eastern Texas around Houston and through a good portion of Louisiana, and as that system starts to push its way a little further to the north, could bring some significant rainfall to another hard-hit drought area. Again, that being northeastern Texas, and a good portion of Oklahoma also needs a good dousing of rain. The two-week forecast has a little bit of a change to it, already looking at a southwesterly flow pattern during the middle of next week that will bring some monsoonal moisture out of the southwestern states into the central plains and into the western Corn Belt. And again, that's a very dry area, so any moisture would be helpful and could help to bring some relief to the stressed crops in that area. There will still be dry limiting for the potential for heavy rain, but you know, the ground is so dry that you get a negative feedback. So once you start adding moisture, it takes a little bit to overcome the already dry conditions there. So maybe we can start to affect that. And by the middle of next week, we could start to see some locally heavier rainfall across areas of Kansas and Iowa. Again, a portion of the Midwest that's very dry. Western Corn Belt, we'll see hot temperatures starting tomorrow in through the early portion of next week with highs in the 90s widespread. Quite a few locations in Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, looking at high temperatures that could be over 100 degrees and maybe as hot in those areas as 110. Cooling is expected during the middle to late portion of next week with highs back into the middle 80s. And 90s. The other area in the U.S. With weather to talk about is the Delta and Southeast. That tropical system trying to get formed off the coast around Houston could bring some very heavy rain to the area. And in the near-term forecast, that will increase the Delta rainfall for Thursday and Friday. The increase results from the northwestern movement of the subtropical moisture. Moisture feed through the Delta will set off showers and thunderstorms, with most areas picking up anywhere from a third of an inch to an inch, but some areas may obviously pick up more, and expectations are for some locales to pick up more than 2 inches of rain. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Overnight trade now on the Chicago Board of Trade. Let's go to Kansas City, first of all. September wheat opened last night at $4.90 a bushel, up a half. Last traded up 4 cents. December 504.5 down a half, last trade up 3. March 508 unchanged on the open and the last trade. September wheat in Chicago opened at 395, up 1.75 cents, last trade up a quarter. December 415 up 1.5, last trade down 3/4. March 430.25 down a quarter, last trade up 1.25. May wheat at 438 on the open, down 1, last traded down 1. And July of next year, 445 unchanged, last trade up 1.5. September corn opened at 240 overnight, up a half, last trade up 1.25. December 257 up 1, last trade up 1. March 270 up a quarter, last trade up 1.25. May 279.5 unchanged, last trade up 1.25. July corn 288 unchanged, last trade up 1.75. December of next year's corn 303.75, up 3/4, last trade up 1. September oats open at 195, unchanged on the open and the last trade. December 199.5, up a quarter, last trade down 3/4. In the beans, August opened at 586.75, up a penny and a half, last trade up 1.75. September, 593.75, up a half, last trade down a quarter. November, 609, up 2, last trade up a half. January, 619.5, up 1.75, last traded up 2. August soybean meal opened at 168.90, unchanged, last trade up 6. September, 170.10, down 20, last trade down 50. August bean oil at 26.33 last night on the open, up 5, last trade down 3. September 26.57, up 13, last traded up 2. Joining us now for a look at the pre-opening calls on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Well, we look at the overnight numbers, a little bit of an increase in corn and beans. What's
a little bit. I think it's a little encouraging, I think. Considering the close yesterday was awful disappointing to people that are wanting higher prices, everything closed, making new lows or right on their lows. But I was able to hold together last night and close a little bit better like you just described. I guess the main reason is some of the early morning forecasts today are calling for some pretty intense heat creeping into the Western Belt again, and still looking like some pretty dicey yield prospects out there.
Even though it's past pollination time for corn.
Yeah, definitely. And as such, I think beans probably would be expected to be the most volatile, potentially, if some of this dry weather did persist. But we can certainly affect the corn yields still as well.
Some calls say that on the wheat there may be some technical things to think about.
Well, wheat looks like, it's becoming less and less of a weather market at this point. I mean, the spring wheat out there is, it's probably 90-something percent headed at this point. Not a lot of time left to really affect the yield out there. So I do think the corn and beans at this point will be kind of the leaders, actually probably particularly the beans.
What are your calls then?
I'd say corn will be 1 to 2 better. I guess I'd say the same thing for beans. Wheat just looks kind of steady firm.
And quick on the Merc?
Over at the Merc, we're looking a little easier, probably 10 or 20 lower in both the cattle and the hogs.
All right. Thanks for your time.
All right. You bet, Tom.
Clayton Pope is with Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Quick look at the outside markets right now. The Dow Industrial Average is down 21 points at 11,082. The S&P down 2.75 at 1266. The NASDAQ is down 8 at 2066. Silver for September is trading up about a dime or a penny, rather, an ounce at 10.95 and a half. The August gold contract is down $1 at 6.17 an ounce. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update, the opening report, coming up at 9:49 Central. The BBC News is next. It's 9 o'clock Central Time.